Mike, taking over this team, where are you at in your program, and are you where you want to be right now?
I'd like to be 4-0, but we're not.
Are they playing the way you want them to play at this point? I mean, is this, you know, when you put in a new system, I know it takes time. Does it look like how you want it to look?
Well, we're making some strides. I mean, anytime it's, you know, you put in a new offense, new defense, there's some growing pains, but I like our effort. I like the attitude of our football team. We lost a very tight game with Houston, which is very disappointing because we had the game under control, so you're disappointed when you give one away. But, you know, I like the way the guys are working.
Mike, is Albert Haynesworth into the program now, and what do you think of his production?
Is he in the program?
I mean, is he completely with you now and everything square with that?
Yeah, he's been with us since he's been here. You know, as I stated before, that we're going to play the best players, and you know, it's based on practice and how they perform in games. And he played very well last week against obviously Philly. Made some big plays for us and helped us win.
I guess. What did you know about Brian Arakpo before you showed up there? And now that you've had him for a while, what do you think of him?
Well, you know, he's a great player. He's a great worker. A lot of character. Practices and plays hard, you know, everything you want in a football player. You know, you're looking for guys that are motivated, and he's a motivated guy, and he can make plays, put pressure, you know, on the quarterback. He's got really a complete game, and you know, he's been fun to be on.
So I guess by the same token, what have you thought of watching Clay Matthews on tape?
Well, Clay, I think everybody that watches him knows what an excellent football player he is. Plays with a lot of energy, and he's got a lot of athletic ability and fits well in the scheme. And if you don't account for him, you're going to be in for a long day. And even if you do account for him, you're going to be in for a long day the majority of the time.
Going up against Dom Capers' defense, how do you approach so many different sub-packages and personnel combinations?
Well, you know, you're seeing that throughout the NFL. A lot of people are putting in a lot of different combinations on defense, and you got to be ready for everything. But I know Dom for a long time in the National Football League, and he's one of the best in the business, and a person I've got the utmost respect for.
Mike, when you look at Green Bay's offense, what jumps out at you?
Oh, a lot. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he can do it all. He's a great player. A guy that I've got a chance to know over the last few years, and just like the way he handles himself both on and off the football field. And, you know, he's playing at a very high level. He can make all the throws. He understands defense. He's got a quick release, and he's got a bunch of weapons around him. You know, one of the reasons why they're one of the best offenses in the NFL.
You won a couple Super Bowls with Elway, I guess. Can you compare him with McNabb as far as, like, the intangible sort of things?
Well, you know, being around Elway or Montana or Steve Young, all the great ones, you know, they've got those intangibles. They make plays when you have to make them. They prepare as if each week as if it's the Super Bowl. There's so many things that you look for, and, you know, Rodgers is that type of guy. You can tell just the way he handles himself, the way he works. And, you know, he'll be one of those guys in the near future.
Mike, your Super Bowl team's in Denver. How key was staying healthy and not losing starters to those teams? I can't remember if you guys had any major injuries in was it 97 or 98.
I think one year we lost 15 starters due to injury throughout the whole year. And then the other year was 31 guys. So, and then my last year there we had 108, so that kind of gives you an idea. You know, that's not even counting the backups, that's just the starters. But, yeah, you have to be lucky at key positions. There's no question about it. Especially when you get to, you know, January.